CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, what's happening?
What's cracking like a mo?
Not much. I do still have the mo in place, don't I?
Yeah.
Immediately fastened
in
place.
Actually, you did.
Yeah.
You did? You do. Yeah, it's on your face.
There's other bits coming in. I don't know what to do, to be honest.
Yeah, so what are you going to do?
I don't know. Just leave it and hope it sorts itself out.
Because we've got an event tomorrow and you don't want
to What are you trying to say?
Oh, you don't want to look like, I don't know.
I sort of do.
Do you?
Yeah, I sort of do in a way, yeah.
You don't want to look like all clean and neat?
Absolutely not.
No. I love the Valentino's hat, by the way.
Thank you.
Didn't even mention it today. I forgot.
People don't like the baby face, so that would be worse than the share, the, you know, whatever you'd call this,
true.
The stubble.
Exciting show ahead.
Yeah, we talked tech.
Yep, we did talk tech. There's some interesting Taste Test Tuesday on the way, but I don't want to spoil it for you, so we won't discuss that just yet, but it's...
You're feeling all right after, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like I need to go have a shower or something, or like, I don't even know. If I think about it too much, I'll probably be sick. Anyway, so wait for that exciting little something-something for you.
We had
what
dog,
else happened
dog
today?
Dog news at a different time of the day.
Yeah, mixing it up a bit. Bless that dog news. What else is happening in your life, Ads?
Oh, I don't know. Should we go Christmas light hunting and take a video? I think that would be fun. And
yeah, we're going to get some cameo and some wall paint and be like, yeah, we're on the hunt for some Christmas lights.
Yes, we'll get some cameo.
Yeah.
It's camo.
Oh, whatever.
Cameo.
Oh, my God, look at the dog. It was Nemo. It's a little mermaid.
Oh, what is a poodle that had its fur dyed?
Oh, my God, cute. I wouldn't do that to my poodle, but that's cute.
I wouldn't have a poodle.
I grew up with poodles. Pipe down.
Sorry, I've offended her once again.
Pipe down. Poodles
me.
Are real smart. Aren't they so cute?
Do you hate me?
Yep.
Why?
For sure.
Now, what did I do,
You're
though?
You're so negative today, honestly.
No, I haven't. I've been all positive.
Oh, whatever. You've been like, everybody hates us.
When? I didn't say that. I never said that. You said that. Do you think everyone hates us?
Oh, you say it all the time. All the time. No. Do you think I'm getting an air fryer for Christmas?
From who?
Dylan. I reckon I've got an air fryer.
Do you want me to ask him and then I'll tell you?
No. No. I remember one time I thought he'd... So he obviously...
got you a ring. He let you down again.
No, no joke, I thought he got me a chair.
Why?
Like, not even like an office chair, just like a chair for like decor, I guess. Like
decor.
Whatever it is.
What?
And I was like furious, like leading up to Christmas, because I was like, why is he getting me a chair? Like, why is the chair so amazing?
Why did you think he got you a chair?
Because I read the box, and on the box it said a chair. Anyway, turns out it was an amazing present. I got a bottle of gin, I got towels, I got new sheets and everything, but it was in the box of a chair. So I was worked up for no reason.
Don't you appreciate any gift, even if it is a chair?
I like the thought behind gifts. Either it's a great gift, or the thought behind it is a really good thought. And I was just thinking, I never said I wanted a chair. Why is a chair even funny? Where's the thought behind the chair? That's why it didn't make any sense. But that's why he didn't get me one, because it would have made no sense.
There's a lot of people out there in the world that don't have chairs.
Oh, come on, Adam. I don't need that negativity in my life.
Trying to be positive. It's like, hey, still a nice thing to receive a gift, even if it is a chair.
Yeah, but not a chair that is useless. You know what I mean?
Well,
Just save that and gift the chair to someone in need then.
I'd just rather no one get me a gift and then I don't get them gift and then we're all quits. That's the best thing. That's the best gift.
Do you write them a little love letter?
No.
Is that what you do instead?
To who?
I don't know, to whoever.
To who would I write that to?
I don't know. Do you write cards? Like, so you just don't get anyone anything?
Cards are worse than gifts. Cards are worse.
Do you know what is the best thing?
You put them straight in the bin.
Getting a gift with a beautiful card.
No, what a waste.
With lovely words in it.
Waste of cardboard.
Then you don't keep all your cards? I keep all my Christmas cards and birthday cards.
Well, you still have them.
Yeah.
No,
Every year I keep them
straight in the bin. It's a waste, honestly.
I mean, if it just says Merry Christmas from whoever, then it's like, yeah, well, that's a bit of a letdown. But if it's got a really beautiful message, yeah, of course you keep it.
No. Well, forever?
Yeah.
Nah, hoarding that. That's hoarding.
Why? It's beautiful words. You can relive it every year.
I hate
be
beautiful
like,
words.
Oh, What do you mean you hate beautiful words? We work at a radio station. Our whole day revolves around, is this word beautiful or not?
Is that
a beautiful talk break? Who knows? Anyway, off topic. Don't know how we got there.
Enjoy today's show. We'll see you at the other end.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. How are you going?
Good morning, all. I'm struggling to see today, not going to lie. I really need to get those eyes tested.
Pressing the buttons, though. You're doing all right?
Yeah, pressing the buttons, you know.
But you were saying to me you're trying to read the computer and you're trying to watch TV and you couldn't read the writing. Why is it...
Oh, my God. Isn't that the worst?
No, I don't know what that's like. My eyes work perfect, but...
I don't know. Like, I literally was trying to work out what to watch on Netflix last night and I was like, I can't see.
But why are they more blurry now than usual?
You know what it is? The couch seems to be a lot further away from the TV yesterday. I think Dylan was cleaning or vacuuming under the couch and somehow the couch has ended up so much further away from the TV.
He's trying to play his cards right so he can put that Kramer picture up in the lounge room. Let him have his Kramer.
No, never.
I'm disappointed. Front page of The Advocate. Nothing about me being a good kisser, remember?
I know. Damn. You don't have connections, that's why.
It's Taste Test Tuesday. Are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it?
Nah, it's not going to be that, because even when people that normally eat this eat it, they eat it presented a lot nicer than it's going to be.
I'm nervous. But, I still have no idea what it is, but hey, totally ready for it.
Are you going to allow me to prepare it during the song? Or
yeah, run. Go ads.
You get me in trouble? Or?
No, go ads. Go. Go, 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 go. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for the break of the fast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for the break of the fast. Good morning.
You happy there?
Just eat it.
You're loving it.
Yeah, I forget we have this tune.
All right, I brought in something very special. I reckon after this we should have nice stuff. Do you reckon?
Okay. Well, can you just explain to me what you've brought in?
It's escargot.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what escargot is?
No. Should I?
Well, some people will know what it is. But it's not in the... So when they present it, it's usually in a shell. They pop it in a shell.
It's a snail.
Yeah.
You brought snails in.
This is a...
Get out! Get out!
You brought
snails in. I'm not eating a snail.
You want me to leave?
Oh, man. I don't really want to eat a snail.
Well,
it's like,
you know what it means.
It's like 16 minutes past 6 in the morning.
Hey, that's what Taste Test Tuesday's all about. Oh, first thing in the morning. Snails. Oh. It's got some...
Did you cook it?
I just warmed them up with some garlic butter on it because...
Like in the microwave on the fry pan?
In the microwave.
You used a microwave.
You don't fry them. They put them in the oven when they do it. Well, I'm telling you.
You could have come in really early and done it.
Now, I've got your fork.
Oh my God, I'm going to eat a snail. And am I going to be sick?
So I had these.
I don't even have a napkin.
When I had them in France, I had them. They mostly just taste like the garlic butter and maybe like a mushroom. You know?
Are you supposed to chew it or just swallow?
No, you chew it.
You chew it. I'm probably just going to swallow it, to be honest.
But I mean, the ones I had in France were not like out of a tin.
You're playing with it. Why are you playing with it?
I don't know,
because
we're talking.
Why are you pushing it around the plate?
I'm just trying to get the garlic butter on it.
Okay, all right. Well, we're just going to have to do it. And can you please pass me a tissue because you didn't bring me a napkin?
Okay. Here.
This is what we do to provide quality content. Eat snails at 6 in the morning.
I couldn't believe...
Where's Reuben Rod?
Yes, I was listening to that CFM. They're waiting. Snails, Lee.
Lee Kay's sick today. We can't even do that.
Oh, devastating.
Do it tomorrow.
Yeah, Lee, it's Reuben Rod calling.
Reuben, how are you?
Yeah, good.
It sure is. How are you, Reuben?
It sure is.
All right, come on. No more dilly-dally.
Right, okay, well, are you giving
me the one? I better eat it just so I don't spill without the plate, you know?
Thought you were passing me the one on the fork. Got freaking snails, honestly.
Nutritious. Think of all the nutrients they get eating all your garden and stuff. She's got it in her mouth, but she has not chewed just yet.
I don't know what it.
Just think about it as a mushroom.
Can't do it.
It just tastes like garlic butter.
Yeah.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFN.
the party.
That's what it is, and it's 13 degrees in Burnie right now and 15 degrees in Devonport. Ari has not thrown the snail out. She's still thinking she might give it a go.
Okay, I got a couple questions. Where's the poop?
Where's the poop and the snail? Yeah.
Not sure what the go is, like with the shrimp. Is it like the same sort of situation? Did you eat the poop? Who knows?
I don't know.
It tastes like mushrooms. Not convinced. And did you go on a snail hunt? Where did you get snails from? Or should I not know
this?
Do you want
me to answer? Or? No, I didn't. You don't. Escargot you don't get from the garden. They're different type of snails.
Okay, just checking.
So it's not the same snails you just find in the garden.
I could just picture you yesterday out there with a little magnifying glass going, where are you, little snail?
No, I got a can of them from Hill Street and they cost
They're from Hill Street.
It costs like $20 for a can.
Oh, really? If that cost you that much, I better do it then. Honestly, did already put it in my mouth and I spat it out. I'm eating snails.
When you chew it, it feels like you're chewing a mushroom covered in garlic.
Chewing mushroom. Mm-hmm. Mushroom with garlic. It's going in.
Mm. She's doing it. Or she has bitten this time. She has done it. Proud. No, you can do this. It's mushroom, remember?
It's mushroom. Mushroom.
They eat them in France. See, it's not like frog's legs where only tourists eat them. They actually do eat these in France. They quite like them. But usually they present them in a nice little shell and you scoop them out sort of like an oyster. Ah. She's done it! She's done it!
That tastes like a mushroom.
There you go.
I just ate a snail. Get in, I ate snails.
And everything's A-okay.
We're eating snails
for
this morning.
Yeah. How are you feeling about that snail?
Well, all I could picture was just chewing and it just like cutting into the poop.
Yeah, why did you focus on the poop so much?
I just like when you eat prawns, it's like make sure you get the poop shoot, you know, and peel it out.
Yeah, maybe they're the same with the snails. Or maybe.
And what does snail poop even consist of?
But there might not have been any of this snail poop in there.
Probably not if they were already in a tin ready to go.
Yeah.
But it does make you think, doesn't it?
What?
What does snail poop consist
of? Well, I'm glad you didn't start talking at length about snail poop before I ate the snail, because that might have made it grosser for me, but yeah.
I'm changing my Instagram bio. I eat snails.
Next week, frog's legs.
No! Hit music. Music. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for the break of the fast.
Trivia trial.
It is indeed time to troll the triv. We're going to ask you a trivia question. If you think you know the answer, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you do indeed get it right, you'll go in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Alrighty, the question today is, how many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol? Do you remember, Ari?
How many ghosts?
Yeah, remember there's ghosts in the story?
Nah, to be honest, I don't know.
What do you do during Christmas? You don't watch A Christmas Carol?
I listen to Mistletoe and drink Christmas-themed cocktails and watch Elf.
Classic Ari!
Yeah.
But 1-300-655-922, how many ghosts show up in the story A Christmas Carol, Ari?
There's no way of knowing.
There he is. Google.
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. We have Jacob from Devonport on. The question today, Jacob, is how many ghosts show up in A Christmas Carol?
Is it four?
It is four. Nice. I thought people might have said three because you got Christmas past, present and Christmas future, but you also got the former business partner, Jacob Marley. See, Jacob's on it.
Oh.
I think it's because the business partner's name's also Jacob. Is that how you remembered?
That's definitely right.
well done, Jacob. You're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Stay there and we'll grab your deets.
Beautiful. Thank you.
CFM. It's CFM's Adam and Ari for the break of the fast.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Oh,
Can you believe it?
The break of the fast, eh?
The break of the fast. Well, sometimes I like to mix it up a little bit,
sticking,
you know?
With that.
Yeah, I do say that almost every day.
It's not mixing it up if you say it every Tim.
Well, it's just every Tuesday, okay? Whatever, Adam.
7th of December today, Ari. Can you believe it?
I can't.
Me either. It was on this day in 1911 that China abolished compulsory wearing of pigtails. And I, for one, am glad
they
did.
Sorry, repeat. What?
China abolished compulsory wearing of pigtails on this day in 1911.
Okay.
Can I just come out and say I'm glad they did?
Mm.
I'm glad people don't have to wear pigtails. Apparently it was to demonstrate.
But they can still choose to wear pigtails, right?
I think, yeah.
False news.
What do you mean?
Nah, I don't know. Go on.
On this day in 1926, the gas-operated household refrigerator was patented by Electrolux. And can I just say, I'm glad it was.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Cheers for that. I refrigerate stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I've got stuff at home right now in the fridge.
Oh, my God, you know? It's magic.
I know. Right now, I'm refrigerating stuff as we speak.
Wow.
I know. On this day, 1941, the Japanese hit the USA with a surprise attack on Pearl Harbor. You heard of this attack?
Yeah.
Films made everything in Hawaii.
Yeah,
and so
I've been
that
there.
Made. Did you go to Hawaii?
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty intense.
Is it?
Mm.
Whereabouts in Hawaii is it?
Oh, I was just eating.
No, but you must know where. There's multiple islands and stuff.
The main one.
Okay.
The main one.
The one that Honolulu's on?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Cool. Just wondering. Canada declared war on Japan within hours of the attack, and the next day Britain and the US did, so it sort of kicked everything off in a way. In 2002, German band Grabowski were applauded for a Guinness World Record of 90 minutes after a performance in Germany. Yeah, for 90 minutes. The audience...
That's one long clap. You know I love a good clap.
The audience were doing more work than the band.
Yeah.
In that situation, don't you think?
Do you reckon they had those clapping hands? Or do you reckon they had, like, actually clapping?
What's a clapping hand? The instrument thing.
Yeah, you know those plastic those plastic hands that you
wave
and they clap?
This is the thing. You need an independent arbiter from the Guinness World Records there, so I don't think they'd count that. So you got someone there making sure it's all proper clapping.
True.
And finally, on this day in 06, the Nintendo Wii was released in Australia. Can I just say I'm glad it was?
I do like the Nintendo Wii.
And that's history. Kid music. Music. Just a heads up today for Burnie residents. There'll be parts of Wilson, Catley and Alexander Streets closed today between 10:15 and 10:35 during the UTAS Town and Gown Parade. So that's Wilson, Catley and Alexander Streets, between 10 and 11. Probably good to go a different way or avoid the area.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Why are you looking at me like that, Ads?
I just don't know what that response was.
No one ever knows.
Yeah, go a different way.
Yeah. Right. You avoid that traffic. On the note of traffic.
Yeah, mate.
Texas husband, Liam, he is now doing the cooey crawl every day because he's got a new job.
Right.
So happy day two of your new job. And he did give me an update yesterday. It took 44 minutes to get to work.
Really? For the big crawl?
I don't know if that was just the crawl, but he said 44 minutes today, slow going. Behind three pea harvesters from Somerset through Burnie to Macca's. So should be able to shave a few minutes off today.
Yeah, those pea harvesters, they'll slow you down, won't they?
Yeah, anyway, you know I love a cooey crawl. What's coming up, Ads?
We got dog news on the way. Stick around for that.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
This lady, Donna Naylor, she's from the Gold Coast and she spent 6 years cleaning up crime scenes.
Mm-hmm.
She's detailed it in a new book, Bloodstains and Ball Gowns, and there's also been articles up about her recently. Pretty interesting stuff. I'm into it because, you know, I used to be a cleaner for 7 years at a hospital, so not just any cleaner.
Does it not just freak you out?
Cleaned up after the dead sometimes.
So we need to discuss this again because when I thought you were a cleaner at the hospital, for some odd reason I thought that you just did the hallways and, like, the bathrooms and rubbish bins and stuff, and that they had other people that did the surgical section.
Yeah, other cleaners.
Yeah. But did you do the surgical sections?
Yeah, I cleaned the theatre a lot. Yeah, because a lot of cleaners didn't like it. Some of them, it freaked them out. Others didn't like the staff up there.
Oh.
This is in Hobart, so not dissing anyone here on the northwest coast. This is in Hobart. But, so they knew I didn't really like it either, mostly because of the staff, not because it freaked me out. But I'd always have to go up there because they didn't really have anyone else. Also, they could rely on me.
Yeah, very reliable.
So sue me. I'm a good worker.
But yeah, so you're up there. You can see in when they're operating on people. They've got little windows and stuff. But then after the operation, you'd have to go in and clean the floor.
Yeah.
Particularly when they're operating on bones, there was always a lot of mess in there, bits of bone and meat,
so
you could say, on the ground.
That seems to be quite similar in my mind than doing like a crime scene. It just obviously would be in like carpet instead of like a sterile room.
I'm sure a crime scene is probably messier though. You know, this is, but also the morgue. We'd have to clean the morgue and stuff, the floor in there and stuff.
Do you get paid more for doing those
Not
sections?
The morgue. You get a little more for the theatre.
Is it like a little more per theatre or like just all the time because you're like doing
No, for the
section?
Whole shift you get a little bit extra because it's higher duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you Google highest paying job without a degree, I'm pretty sure crime scene cleaner is up there.
I mean, this Miss Naylor, she was saying, you know, she did it for 6 years and she said it takes its toll on you, which you'd imagine it would because you're around it all the time and stuff. So she had to step away from it, but you're around, you know, a lot of mess and a lot of, you know, bad news for everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, but getting red wine out of carpet is hard enough.
Well, she said a lot of the time they have to completely redo the house and the kitchen because if there's been a bot in there too long, it actually the smell goes into the paint and you have to redo. It's not just a matter of getting a bit of Ajax.
Some spray and wipe on the wall and just, you know, just rub that in a little bit.
Yeah,
one of those white blocks that get out stains.
But, yeah, I mean, the cleaning office in Hobart was right next to the morgue, so we knew the guys that worked in the morgue, and it changes you as a person. They had dark humour, but you'd have to, wouldn't you? Because, I mean,
laugh or cry, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, they're dealing with bodies, so they have to sort of think of them as objects instead of, because they're, you know, they can't. If you think of them as people, you wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
I don't think so. So she's written a book. What was the name of the book again?
The book is called Bloodstains and Ball Gowns, and it's by Donna Naylor, and she's from the Gold Coast. Probably.
I feel like that's right up your alley too.
I reckon. Yeah, there's a movie.
You do like Fancy Fridays, ball gowns.
That's why I'd like this book, yeah. There's a movie called Sunshine Cleaning with Amy Adams in it as well. It's pretty good. So it's about she becomes a cleaner that cleans crime scenes.
Would you go back to that life?
Nah, I did it for 7 years, bro. That's enough
but
for
what,
me.
Okay, well, what happens if they were offering you lots and lots of money? Like, how much money would you accept?
Well, I never really, because I could have, if I wanted to, stayed a casual and worked Sundays, which is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's actually easier on Sundays, but I didn't really want to.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Ooh, you going to get the book?
We'll see. Keep you updated.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Song snag.
Have you dropped the brick of the fast now?
Oh, I'm just mixing it up. You said I was doing it too much. It's like, you know, whatever.
CFM's Adam and Ari for the brick of the fast. That's my impression. Is it good?
I mean, you've done better, Adam.
You're genuinely upset by the impression.
You've done better. Can you just get to it? What are
it's
we doing?
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for the brick of the fast. What do you think?
You know what I think?
Good morning, Radio 7AD, CFM, speaking with Ariel.
That's better.
Whoa. Don't everyone, when they call, just answer
me? Yeah, they get a little
Whoa.
Bit.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're just like, wow, it's a bit much. But hey, I'm not for everyone. That's fine. Can we get to Song Snack?
Good morning, Radio 7AD, CFM, speaking with Ariel.
I'm going to turn your microphone off in a second.
Come on, let's play this competition. Stop messing around, Ari. We've got radio to do here. You always mess around. Can't just, come on. Doing a competition here.
Are you ready?
Can you stop messing around? Jesus. All right, song snag. We've got a snagged song. And you need to unsnag it for us by identifying the song name and the artist. If you get it correctly at 1-300-655-922, we'll put you in the draw for brekkie for two at Windows on Westella for a breakfast you look forward to every day. What do we got, Ari?
What do you think? Do you know it?
1-300-655-922. If you know the song name and artist, we'll put you in the draw for that brekkie.
Do you think they know it? Do you think they know it? Do they need it one more time?
Well, the switchboard's lit up like a Christmas tree.
Just in case. Just in case, a sneaky little extra for you.
Hit music.
CFM.
1-300-655-922. We've got Angus from Burnie on the line to play this.
Song, 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 snag.
Here's the snag song. What do you think it is, Angus?
How Will I Know by Whitney Houston.
He's done it. He's done it. Go, Angus.
Go, Angus. You are in the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows On with Stella. How do you feel?
Good.
Good, thank you. I think Angus is one of the all-time great song snag competitors as well. He's up there with Eva. He knows his snag songs, doesn't he?
Congratulations. Just hang there. We'll grab your date. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Good morning to you.
Where are you spending Christmas this year, Ari?
Well, hopefully in Adelaide, but I don't know. I guess we won't know until the day before.
Well, what date are you planning on going up?
The Thursday?
Yeah, but like close
to the 23rd.
Yeah, 23rd.
So just the 23rd to the 27th, but I mean, who knows?
The borders are meant to be opening by hook or by crook, so you should be right by
the
15th.
Yeah, but Adelaide's currently a hot spot, so.
But aren't they?
I mean, I don't really want to travel there if everyone's getting COVID, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you.
Like, it's a waste of a
I'll just be popping down to Hobart with see the fam, maybe some friends along
with
the
Dada
way.
Davison.
Maybe the real family. The friends we made along the way, you know?
It's so weird.
But we have we got a double pass today. We're going to have one of these all week. We've got a double pass right now to give you to the screening of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation that Northwest Pride are putting on at Metro Cinemas this Friday, 7 p.m. Tickets are $17 if you want to buy one. But you can get a double pass right now. Just call us at 1-300-655-922 and tell us, where are you spending this Christmas?
Yeah, that's all we want to know. There's also prizes for best dressed.
Yeah, so if you want to dress up in a costume at this screening of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, who's it starring, Ari?
Oh, that dude from that other movie, the old man from Community.
Yes.
I remembered from yesterday.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, that's it, whoever that is.
So if you'd like a double pass, just call us right now, 1-300-655-922, and it's yours.
Kid music.
Barbara from Wynyard is on. Where are you spending Christmas this year, Barbara?
Actually, I'm spending it here in Wynyard.
Beautiful.
Oh, nice.
Such a beautiful spot. Adam and I stayed one night in the Wynyard Coastal Pods and they were just amazing.
Yeah, it is. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, it is beautiful. Well, we'll be sending you to go see a movie this Friday. How does that feel?
That sounds wonderful, actually. Yeah.
Fantastic. It's yours. You got a double pass to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Have you seen it before, Barbara?
No, I haven't.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, first time. Well, there is best dressed costume prizes for that. So will you be dressing up?
Yeah, I probably could.
Yeah, just a little bit Christmassy.
It'd be lovely.
Wonderful. Just stay there and Adam will grab your details.
Thank you.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. Coming up, we'll talk tech. It's Tuesday.
I love tech talk.
We'll talk about it with Richard Pascoe. Also, let's see if we can't squeeze in dog news since we ran out of time for it earlier. I feel like we have to because I teased it as well that it was coming up and then didn't happen. So it's unfinished business.
I didn't even hear you say that, to be honest.
I know, you don't listen.
I don't listen when I'm running the desk because there's too many buttons to press.
See, I say on air, oh, this is coming up, and you don't hear me. But then off air, I also say, oh, we're going to do this, and you still don't hear me. You're like, what are we doing now, ads?
Not everyone listens to you, Adam. I'm just going to let you know. You're just going to have to live with that fact.
Yeah, just trying to, you know, organise the show, keep it tight. So sue me.
But hey, I do know what is coming up next.
Oh, yeah, what?
We've got the street team.
She's done it. That's correct.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Run it up with the coast best free stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM street team.
Do you see them rolling, ads?
I see them rolling. We're going to go out to the streets.
Whoa, okay.
We're
going
to go out to the streets. Check in with Dakeisha. Dakeisha, any more thought on being friends with us?
Well, you do realise that you guys asked me to go out last weekend and then ditched me, right? So you don't want to be my friend.
That's true. We did do that, didn't we? We went all the way to Burnie and then at like 8, we were like, nah.
We were trying to impress you. We're playing it cool, you know? We thought you'd want to be friends with us more if we played it cool, like hard to get or something.
It definitely was not cool, but Greens was just as much fun without you. You've missed out.
Oh, she went without us.
She doesn't even need us, Ari. Should we cut her mic?
We could have gone back.
Cut her mic.
Anyway, where are you this morning and what have you got on board?
This morning you can catch me outside Dean Walker Designs in the CFM Cruiser with the Coast Best free stuff, of course. I've got fresh loaves of Cripps Williams bread. I've got our CFM Friends of Benefits key tags. I've got flavoured milk thanks to Better Milk and laser tag vouchers thanks to In The Zone. So come and see me at Dean Walker Designs in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Awesome. Thank you, Dakeisha. Also, we don't have Ren Ren. I miss Ren
she's
Ren.
She's been sick. I hope she's all right.
Yeah, she's been unwell. So we're thinking of you, Ren Ren. And if you do want some Cripps Martyr Life, just knock on the door and we'll run downstairs and give you some.
We should have saved Ren some snails.
Oh, you put them in the bin. You put them in the bin, just saying. CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Now, Ari, you've lived in Darwin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did you see many crocodiles?
Yeah.
While you were gallivanting, did you? Just on the street or what?
Not like on the street. I remember when I first got there on the front of the paper, it was like, crocodile in the main street.
Yeah, do they have crocodile crossings?
But no, that didn't actually happen. It was just false news. It was at the centre, like the actual crocodile place.
Do they have like those yellow signs with a silhouette of a crocodile, like warning, crocodiles cross here?
No, but they probably should.
Well, here we go. A dog has been attacked by a 3-metre saltwater crocodile in Darwin while out with its owner on their morning walk. Suppose something just happens on your little morning walk. Oh, there's a croc. Is that what happens up there?
I guess so. Actually, it does, to be honest.
Really? There's one. Oh, another one. Doesn't affect me. I'm from Darwin. Sort of
at
thing.
At Nightcliff, I remember walking my dog Rufus, and the next day they caught a massive croc in the beach that I was on. And all you could think was that could have been my dog for lunch.
Yeah.
For that croc.
Yeah, the croc would have had a feast. Banjo, the dog's name is, 5-year-old Staffordshire Bull Terrier, was at Dripstone Cliffs. Do you know? You ever go to those cliffs when you live there? Dripstone Cliffs?
No.
Well, he was playing in knee-deep water on the beach around 9 a.m. when he was bitten on the backside. The crocodile then fled the scene of the crime.
As they do.
Yeah, they got no honour, do they?
No honour.
Banjo's owner said he was surprised his dog went for another swim after the attack. So Banjo's just like, yeah, gave for another swim. He was taken to the vet and treated for 3 bite marks on his back, but he didn't need stitches. Banjo's now recovering and resting back at home. Wildlife authorities have set traps in the area in an effort to locate the crocodile. Crocodile sightings in Darwin are extremely common, with residents being warned to be aware of them when in the coastal areas. But all's well that ends well, the dog's fine.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Word sandwich.
More. All right, it's the Coast's favourite game apart from the Jack Black challenge.
We did that one time.
It's word sandwich. We give you 2 words. You've got to guess what word goes in the middle. It links up the first word and it links up the third word. They link up with that second word, but it's missing the second word. Doesn't make sense without it. We need it. We need that second word from you at 1-300-655-922. If you get that word correctly, you're going to the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, where you can come in and taste the difference. What have we got, Thea?
Your words for today are Jack and Bite.
Jack and Bite. We love our bread.
We love our butter, but most of all, we love
look at
word
the switchboard. It's lit up like a Christmas tree.
All right, Thea.
Your words for today are Jack and Bite.
Got to do that so I don't accidentally say the answer.
What goes in the middle of Jack and Bite? Jack something, something Bite. We're looking for that something that links them all up at 1-300-655-922. Although you probably can't get through at this point because that switchboard is lit up like
Let's
a Christmas tree.
Go. Hit music. CFM. 1-300-655-922. We've got Helen from Ulverston on the line to play this.
Word sandwich.
More.
All right, Helen, here are your words from Thea.
Your words for today are Jack and bite.
What do you think is the word that goes in the sandwich?
Look, I'd really like to say it's frost.
Did you want?
I'm getting the ads. I'm getting
the
words there.
For my sandwich is frost. Jack Frost. Frostbite.
Nice one, Helen.
I get so excited to cheer you on, Helen.
Go, Helen.
Oh, thanks.
Go, Helen.
I got to say, Helen, you're very quick on the phone because the line's lit up today and you were the first.
You were the first through, so congratulations. Really?
Very fast, Helen.
Oh, nice. That's good.
You are in the draw to win that savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge, and we'll let you know on Friday if you've been drawn the winner.
Thank you very much.
Just hang there and Adam will grab your deets.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM.
14 degrees right now in Devonport, 13 in Burnie. Up next, we'll talk tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. He's got some last-minute tech Christmas gifts for us. He's got, gift ideas. He doesn't have gifts for us.
Also,
the most popular emoji of 2021. He claims to know what it is. And he's got a warning about malware. That's all coming up. Ooh, spooky.
Talking Tech with Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
All right, Ari, no Tuesday's complete with some tech talk with the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. We have him on the line once again. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, morning, Adam. Morning, Ari. Morning to the listeners out there.
Morning.
So, Richard, you got any more last-minute tech Christmas gift ideas for us?
I do, and I'll throw all of these are up on the website right now. Why not buy a Polaroid camera? A blast from the past. You can actually get the novelty of printing a photo on the spot. That's about $298. And just remember, the Polaroid camera really did start the selfie. If you weren't worried about
that's
people
true.
Taking certain photos on their smartphone, this is the thing that started it all.
Yeah.
I'll clean that up immensely for you this time of the morning. An Apple Watch, $599, or a Fitbit are the two standout smartwatches in the market as well. If you've got an iPhone, the Apple Watch really is the go-to smartwatch out there. But Fitbit for Android, why not buy, you know, your parents or something, a digital photo frame and then put some nice photos in there. That starts at about $120. Very funny thing you can do with a digital photo frame, put all the same photo in the little card that goes in there, but just have an occasional photo where you move a hand slightly or you wink on there as well.
That would be funny.
You can have a subscription to a streaming service as well, Netflix, Paramount Plus, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime. It's the gift that keeps on giving all year round. So there's a few more Christmas gifts for you.
And the most popular emoji of 2021, do you know what it is?
I do. Now, the people that make the emojis is a thing called the Unicode Consortium. That's a not-for-profit organisation, and they're responsible for digitising the world's languages, emojis. I actually didn't know that until I read it, just during the week. And believe it or not, the tears of joy face was what we used far more than any other emoji this year, which is, you know what, it's a bit fitting as we've come out of lockdown and we're starting to see a bit better world out there as well. So tears of joy was just over 5% of all emoji use. Coming in second place for 2021 was the heart emoji, so well done. We still love people out there. And then third place was the rolling on the floor laughing emoji as well. That probably would have been my number one emoji that I actually put out there.
Yeah, they also were saying on TikTok as well that only millennials and older actually use that laughing emoji. Now the Gen Z, I know it makes me feel old, I'm like, the Gen Z use the skull face for when something's really funny.
Do they? I don't get them. I don't get them. What are they doing?
Makes us feel old, doesn't it, Ads?
It does too, and really, TikTok, I don't particularly like TikTok at all for a lot of reasons. We might discuss that one day. So, good on you, TikTok, for shooting us in the foot about this.
Yeah,
thanks a lot, TikTok. And just a reminder to people to be careful what they're downloading because it could be malware.
This seems to be coming back. The days of the dodgy downloads are back. So people this time of year search for software from sites that have nothing to do with the makers of the software. If you're after software, go to the site that actually makes it. not third-party sites, because at the moment, victims are getting tricked into downloading this malware, buying ads on, you know, on certain sites saying, come here for Adobe products, which are not from Adobe at all. So be really careful out there as well. Some of the things that are getting infected at the moment are things like Viber and WeChat and the popular video game Battlefield. Mm. The installer won't actually install the software, but instead installs three forms of malware: a password stealer, a backdoor into your system, and a malicious browser extension. So be really careful about what you're downloading over the holiday period.
Mm. Especially awesome. When we have so much data on our computer these days. Thanks so much, Richard. It's the Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au and talktech.com.au. Speak next week, Richard.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hashtag that's Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning, all. What am I supposed to say now? You steal all my catchphrases.
Know. You could steal my catchphrase.
What's your...
I am the heart.
I am... Oh! And hello, 7AD, Radio 7AD CFM. Speak Nariel.
There you go. That's the second time we've done that today. Good on you, player.
Ah, I froth.
You're trying. You get in there. Getting warmer.
Ah,
yeah. That's pretty spot on.
Mm.
I've noticed you've started to do it a lot.
Yeah, so
I don't have audio proof, though.
If we morph into the same person, it's going to be bad, isn't it, if we just say the same stuff?
Yeah, we need
to... You're watching Seinfeld, you've got Kramer up in your lounge room now.
No, that was not me. That was my partner.
And he's popped it up in the lounge room.
I mentioned that you were watching Seinfeld and then he started watching it and now it's all that's on the TV and it puts me to sleep. And I have a theory with that.
Mm.
Because when it was on TV and it came out, I was quite young.
Mm.
And I reckon it was always nap time.
You were watching, or you were watching Seinfeld in the womb.
Maybe.
That's what it was.
Maybe, because honestly, as soon as it's on a Saturday afternoon, I'm asleep.
Mm.
One episode and then it's like passed out.
Yeah, that's...
It's
that's
soothing, isn't it?
We've solved it. We've solved the scientific anomaly.
Must have been, listening to it in the womb.
That's it. That's what it is.
Now, these days, what would they be listening to us?
Yeah, in the womb.
Yeah.
So, hello, womb babies.
Hello, little womb baby.
Who's a Gucci, eh? I was a little Snoopy. What?
Anyway.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Done for
what
another
a day.
Day. Yep, done for another day. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. We've got the big 10K or Santa sleigh party to attend. There's going to be 49 people grabbing some great gifts off Santa's sleigh. And then there's going to be one person grabbing a gift that contains 10K and they don't even know it. They're like, does this have the 10K
$10,000.
Someone's getting 10K tomorrow from
us. I know. Like, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
Like, I think we're heroes.
There's also amazing prizes. Like, I can't forget about that swag.
Yeah.
I really want to know who's walking out with the swag, because do you have the right car to be putting a swag into? You know what I mean?
We were
Is
asking,
your car big enough to fit $10,000 cash in it?
We're asking today on the Facebook at CFM Tasmania, where are you going for Chrissy? I did see a couple of people saying they're going camping with
Lots
the fam. Imagine if they scored themselves
camping.
A brand new swag to take with them. That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be bliss? Honestly, so good. Anyway, it's going to be so exciting. We'll keep you up to date tomorrow night on our Facebook page, CFM Tasmania. Like and follow us there to see if your friend could be winning that 10K.
Or enemy. You never know. It could be one of your enemies.
Well, they're your friend now if they win, hey?
Yeah. Well, keep your friends close, enemies even closer, because they might have 10K, player.
You're picking up what I'm putting
Jerry
down.
Jerry Shears is next with your Workday Hits as well.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show. So anyway, what we were saying, cards. Don't get people cards. Please, people.
No, the cards are beautiful.
What a waste of cardboard.
I'm on a card train. I'm on that train with cards. You're going to write me a beautiful card?
Oh, I'm going to have to now.
You are the bestest friend ever.
Yeah, I'll say
way better than all my friends in Hobart. Yeah, my biffle. Even Daddy Davison said so.
Could have gone to CFM Sunshine Coast, but stayed for you. All right.
You didn't even apply for it.
I know, out of respect.
Lies.
Because otherwise, I definitely would have got it. That's the problem.
No, all lies.
You want me to apply for it to prove
no!
it? Don't make me. I already had to. I already had to prove
Honestly,
it with you.
You can't do this to me.
I already had to prove it to you, right? With, you know,
No.
I had to prove that to you. Don't make me prove this to you.
I don't know what proof you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Why are you smirking? Why are the dimples out? What are you proving to me, Adam?
Don't make me prove it.
What are you proving to me?
If you challenge me, as you've seen before, if you challenge me, I'll have to prove it to you.
Yeah, but I don't have any proof. Do you have proof? Is there proof in the pud?
You saw the proof.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You saw the proof with the aloe vera. You saw the aloe vera proof. The proof is in the aloe vera.
The aloe vera was still in the container. It didn't go anywhere.
So you're challenging me to prove it?
Nope, I'm definitely not doing that.
Don't challenge me to prove it or I'll prove it.
I am hungry. You know what? I listened back to all of it, all of these
poddies. You say that at the end of all of them.
So I literally listened back to all of these. So bless your cotton socks for listening. I'm really sorry, but it does get to this time of the day where we do this and I'm just like, I'm so hungry, I can't concentrate.
Have a Turkish delight.
I don't like Turkish delight.
See, why?
Have another snail, lads. I can't believe we ate snails this morning. That's so disgusting. If I thought about it a lot, I reckon I could puke.
What about next week? Should I try and do
next time I see a snail just like slithering along on the path, I'm going to be like, I ate you.
I ate you, yeah. Oh, you ate him.
I ate you. You were in my belly. How many do you reckon you would have to eat to be full?
Snails, I don't know. They really don't fill you up. Because I think they serve you about six. And they make them look a bit nicer in the shell when you poke them out.
Is it just an entree thing?
Yeah. It's really.
So what do you eat after snail? What do you pair a snail with?
I don't know. You sit there at a cafe. Which is French for cafe. And you are... Yeah, and you can either have... In France, they serve beer in like a weird... Almost looks like a wine glass. Mm.
So you have beer and snails?
Yeah, if you feel like a beer or
what
wine.
What about wine?
Yeah, a lot of them drink wine over there and champagne's very cheap because champagne's in a place in France.
And it's actual champagne.
Yeah. It just comes off the tap, mate. The tap.
Yeah.
Not really, but basically. You turn your water faucet on.
Oh, yeah, and it's just champagne
pours out, bro.
Wouldn't that be delish? Anyway, so snails today. What were you going to say?
Next week, maybe something yummier just because we've earned it. With the snails, the balut, the durian fruit.
I think we've earned it. Well, I mean, you more than me, but yeah. Can you bring in...
Choc Ripple?
Pancake, yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have to help me with the cream element.
Okay, lactose-free cream it is. Anyway, right. Have a beautiful time.
At what?
Well, I don't know what time it is that they're listening. So, like, have a beautiful day, night, afternoon and evening.
Bye.
Bye. Send it.
Send it.
Yee.